In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Where is God? Where is God? In your life, in our world, where is God? And what is God up to? In my early 20s, when I began formally discerning a calling to ordained ministry, I was asking those questions a lot, as you might imagine. Where is God? What is God up to in my life? Where is God in all of this? And it was around that time that I began meeting with a spiritual director, kind of like a coach for your prayer life. In those meetings with my spiritual director was where I first encountered the writing and the spirituality of St. Ignatius Loyola, the 16th century founder of the Jesuit order and the author of the Spiritual Exercises. And the spirituality of St. Ignatius, or Ignatian spirituality, really resonated with me in that moment of my life, and it continues to form the bedrock of my spiritual life to this day for one primary reason. It is so utterly practical, and my Midwestern heart loves that. Grounded in the firm belief that the creator of the universe seeks to communicate himself directly to his creatures, Ignatian spirituality is about seeking traces of God's presence and God's activity, not in esoteric mystical experiences or rare mountaintop transcendence, but here in the midst of our ordinary days, recognizing our everyday mundane lives as the very sites of God's continuing revelation of himself to us. And there's one particular form of prayer in the tradition of St. Ignatius that is most precious to me in my own spiritual life. I do it every single day. It's called the examine. And the core of the practice is pretty simple. You review your day with God. My wife worked with teenagers for a while as part of a group therapy team. And when they would gather with the teenagers, they would do this activity that they called roses, buds, and thorns. They would go around the circle and each participant would identify in their life in the last week or so one of each of these things. A rose, one good thing in their last week. A thorn, one hard or painful thing in their last week, and a bud, something that they were looking forward to in the time ahead. And the examine, the form of prayer that I'm going to share with you all tonight, is not much more complicated than that rose, buds, and thorns activity. You simply review your day with God. You start by bringing yourself into God's presence, setting aside all that's stressing you out or weighing on you and trying to enter into the presence of God. Because the practice of the examine isn't just a review of the past day, it's a review of the past day with God. And so right off the bat, you ask the Holy Spirit to help reveal to you what is significant in the day that is past, the light and the dark, the good and the hard. You pray for the grace to pay attention to your memories of the day that is ending. And once you've done that, once you've brought yourself into God's presence and asked for the help of the Holy Spirit, once you've settled into a more prayerful and attentive space, you turn to gratitude. Gratitude is where it all starts for St. Ignatius. What in the day that is past are you most grateful for? The big stuff and the small stuff, the life-changing conversation and the bowl of raspberries on your table. And you pause with each of those blessings to savor them, to re-experience the goodness of those things that you're thankful for in life. Next, you turn to look at your sins, those places in the past day where you have failed, where you have been frail, where you have stumbled and fallen down. And you ask for God's forgiveness for each of those instances. and you ask for God's healing and help in amending your life. And then the meat of the examine is going through your entire day from its beginning until your present moment, asking an account of your soul, as Ignatius says. Or in layman's terms, what happened during your day and how did it affect you? What did you do and what did you experience and how did you feel about all of it? What emotions were stirred up in you by the events and actions of your day? And in the midst of it, did you feel close to God or farther away from God? And did those experiences or actions bring you nearer to God or carry you farther from God? What were the results in you of your day? Father Mark Thibodeau suggests asking questions of the instances of your day, questions like, did my actions today give me greater trust in God, greater trust in the church or in the God-given people in my life? Or did my actions today lead me to unproductive and paralyzing doubts and fears? Asking questions like, have the feelings that I've been experiencing lately in my days, have they led me to greater optimism for the future, greater hope and deeper confidence in God's care and providence? Or have those feelings led me to despair and to forgetting God's care, which endures no matter what? And have the things that have preoccupied my thoughts in this day that is past, have those things in my thoughts led me to greater love of my neighbor? Or have those thoughts coaxed me into isolation, secrecy, passivity, or aggressiveness? In other words, we recount our day, we step back through the memories of our day, and we ask questions about those memories, testing the spirits, as Ignatius would say. What happened in my day? How did I feel about it? And where did it lead me? Towards God and faith and hope and love, or away from God and deeper into selfishness and fear? And finally, once you've done all that, once you've reviewed your blessings and your gratitude, your sin and your need for healing, and the day that is past, you look ahead to the future, the next day, the coming week, and you ask these questions. What is coming up for you? What's lying ahead? What do you need to do or do differently? And what help do you need from God? What particular graces do you need from God? And then you close with the Lord's Prayer or another favorite prayer. And that's it. That's the examine. It doesn't need to be an exhaustive recounting of every second of your day. It can take 10 to 15 minutes as you lie in bed at night before your eyes close and you fall asleep. And so you might be asking, how does this practice help answer those two big questions? Where is God and what is God up to? When I was a little kid and my mom noticed that I was not really paying attention to what she was saying to me, exercising that particular form of selective hearing that children can exercise, at least this child could, she would say, Adam, she'd stop me, she'd stop speaking, and she'd say, Adam, are you hearing me? Are you just hearing me? Or are you really listening to the words that I'm saying? In other words, was I paying attention to her words or just nodding along and pretending to listen to get her to stop talking to me? It can be like that, I think, in my spiritual life anyway, maybe yours. We can go to church, we can hear sermons, we can read theology or scripture, we can even pray and allow it all to go in one ear and out the other ear. Or else we can get so swept up in the stuff of life and all of its demands and not really pay much attention to God and God's activity at all. Like little kid Adam zoning out when my mom was trying to tell me the chores I needed to be doing. She was right there, trying to communicate with me, but I wasn't paying attention. And we can do that with God too. Not along maybe, but not really listen, not really look for God's presence and activity in our own experience, which I believe with Ignatius is always ongoing. For me, if I am faithful to this practice of the examine day in and day out over the long haul of time, as one of my preaching teachers would say, when I do this over the long haul of time, I begin to notice a couple of things. The first thing I notice is that God is in my life abundantly every day. In those gifts and those blessings I'm grateful for, in the small glimpses of beauty or goodness in my days, and even in my own acknowledgement of my failings and my attempts to do better. So the examine helps me see that God is in my life. Where is God? In my daily life. And secondly, the examine helps me start to see the pattern of how God is in my life, the ways that God is relating to me, and the patterns of how I respond or don't respond. The patterns of how I am attracted to God's working in my life, and the patterns of how I habitually resist God's work in my life. The examine, if we practice it faithfully, teaches us how God is at work in our lives over time, in the roses, the buds, and even the thorns of our days. But unfortunately, like most prayer, describing it only gets us so far. This sermon will only get you so far. Prayer isn't a spectator sport. You have to get into the arena yourself and pick up the ball. You need to practice prayer in your life. I've practiced the examine imperfectly for years now, and I've found that it really works. I have grown closer to God, better at paying attention to what God is up to in my life and my responses to it. I've become more grateful for my blessings, more aware of my sins and of my need for help. So where is God? For St. Ignatius Loyola and in my practice of the examine, the answer is God is in your life. God is everywhere in our world, in the roses, the buds, and the thorns. And our task is to seek God there in all things. And that starts by paying attention. And the examine helps with that. And what about that other question? What is God up to in my life? Well, I'm afraid I can't answer that question for you. Only you can, really, by praying, by paying attention to God's presence in your life. And one way to do this is the examine, which I offer you this afternoon, this form of prayer that has made such a deep and lasting difference in my own life. I challenge you to try it tonight, to enter the presence of God, to express your gratitude, to confess your sins and woundedness, to review your day, paying attention to those moments of significance, times of closeness to or distance from God, and your feelings and responses, and then looking ahead to the day and the week to come and asking for God's particular help in whatever you need help with. That's the examine. Give it a shot. See what happens. And try it again and again. I share St. Ignatius's conviction that God is in each of your lives already, at work right now, desiring to draw each of you nearer to Him. Seek God there in your lives. Pay attention to God's presence in your life, God's voice speaking to each of you through the course of your days, through the moments in your memories, God's voice speaking to each and every one of you. And don't be like little kid me. Listen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.